The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Okay, so we're starting today with the Lama Al Shidim. Al Shidim was Nitkan by Shmuel HaKotin, one of the great Amoroim, for the Chachomim who Masada the Shemon Esrei. They felt the need to add this bracha. The bracha is a tefillah for those people who are going against the Jewish religion, including Jews, and primarily Jews that are going against the Jewish religion. They should not be affected. Narav was asked that, what is this? Are we making a bracha? They assumed originally the bracha was against the authorities. Why should we make a bracha against authority? And also, why should we make bracha to destroy the Rishonim? They're also Jews. They said, number one is the bracha is not against authorities. It's important to have authority to keep things in order and under control. The bracha is specifically among the elements of individuals and authorities that are going against the religion. That part, that are going against the religion, are things that we on the spell should not continue. So there are different terms used in this bracha. We have Lam Al Shinim, Chol HaRisha, Oyvecha, Zedin, four different types of people that are going against Klal Yisrael. The first one are Lam Al Shinim. Lam Al Shinim are people that give over information to the government to get the Jews in trouble, whether it be against religious activities in the times that there is against religion, or the whether the other things, even even monetary things, things that should be brought to Bezdin. Whenever somebody has an issue, you have to first find out halachically what is the right way to deal with it. These people on the scene, the reason why they did it is they didn't want to be under the authority of Bati Binim and the Jewish Nahalach. They wanted to do things their way. And therefore, they, like I said, they want to weaken the power of the leaders of Klal Yisrael. They're constantly giving over to the authorities different things about the religion and religious people, to weaken the religious people. So basically, they were doing something for the personal gain and the cheshbon of Klal Yisrael. Now we say, Afti Tikva. They should have no hope. They should not be successful in their endeavors. We're not saying something personally against them. We're just saying that their ways should be unsuccessful to the point that they realize that they're doing things that just bring them no good, even bring them damage. Chol HaRisha. That's Argyas and Argyas. Argyas is Chol HaRisha. We don't say Chol HaRishoyim. I'll point to that also. When we spell for the downfall of Rishoyim, it's not a personal thing. It's the Risha, the evil of that person we want to stop. Adarava, when we say Risha Kereget Tadei, means that all the evil in the world should cease to exist. Doesn't mean that people should die. Adarav is better to be chosen in the tshuva. That's what we prefer. Not feel it also. Tavu chatoim in the earth. The Gemara Baruch says, Madaik is chatoim in the earth. That the sins should cease to exist. The loy chaitim. We don't want to destroy the chaitim per se. We want them to and people are doing other treatment. So Ivecha, the two Gilsois over here also, one Gil says, Ivecha, those who hate Hashem, enemies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's another Gil says, some people say, and people say, Cho Ivei Amcho, the ones who hate your nation. The Gemara measures that, Rashi means in Chumash, and the two others say, people that hate Jews are because they hate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anti-Semitism stems from the fact that people do not like our religion. They see that people following our religion are different than the rest of the world. It's hard for them to accept that. We have this in the Ummah Olam throughout history, anti-Semitism. We know anti-Semitism is on the rise. And even within the Jewish nation, there have been Jews that have been anti-Semites also, anti-religious. Fortunately, even here in Israel, we have this type of people. Whether it's because of the personal egos or the political gain or whatever it is, they're fighting the religion. You say, these ones he creates them, they should be chopped off completely. The Ava, the sinner, in Christ, so he wants it completely to be cut off. Once again, we're not going a personal speak against an individual. We want that spirit, that mahalach. Today, the leftist press and these things always trying to find something negative about religion, religious people.
Kol Halashon.
It's hard for them to accept that there's something more exalted than their way of behaving. Even in this latest period they went through, they found, and they unfortunately they had reason, what to talk about against the former people. If they would have really looked a little bit deeper into the story, they'd have seen the beauty of the way the former people reacted in this situation. As opposed, the person doesn't have religion. The person with religion has a moon and bitachon to gain from this situation. Come at better people, not just suffer and wait for it to be over and then just not kill themselves a second time. Zaydin is the highest madrega, the worst madrega. Zaydin is one who intentionally tried to subdue the religion. It's going also specifically on Zaydin. This is going on governments, kings, powers that use their power to try to force people not to keep the religion the way one should, to undermine the religion. As we know through that history, we have gone through all kinds of decrees against religion. Every generation or two, it comes up again. And even here in Israel, there are those in the government that are concerned about spread of religion and try to stop it. Oh, Hashem, it's much better than ever before. We'll have to learn, we'll have to Hashem to our mitzvahs. But there's such a thing that's around. And the finale is supposed to be followed that. That Malchus Dovim, that Bechina, that Chelet of the people that are trying to undermine religion, try to change our education, our values, try to put in values that are foreign to us into our system. They should lose their power. So Akil, Shaba, Sachnia, the three different Lashonim, Sachim, means Matachila, it can be totally uprooted. It shouldn't be around at all. That would be the best. And if not, at least it should shabbat. It should be broken. The power should not be powerful. Sarmiya, there should be some good. He should control them and not. They should control us. It all stemming from the fact that we are not coming out of anger and reason for, and we want to control. But it's because of a sensitivity to the religion to realize that this is chayin of archimenu. We have everything governed by people that appreciate the religion, then not only is it easier for us, but more so than easier for us, it's easier for all of Israel. Such a the vast majority of people here, even in Eretz Israel and all over the world, the Jews are so far from religion. Because, and we have to feel the sensitivity that hurts us. That we can't have a situation that other Rabbis, everybody should be asking the Makadot, those or weak in religion. It's because of the tithe to realize that they have a more pleasurable life with religion because of a misunderstanding or a desire to have kavod. On the rabbi, people should see that people that live such a life are not successful. The ones who go in the way of Hashem are the ones who are successful. You see this from the one who was attacking it. Who was the one who was attacking it? Shmuel. Shmuel HaKotan. Shmuel wasn't this wild, vicious kanoi. He was HaKotan. He was the biggest honor. He was the type of person that cares for everybody more than everybody else. He was the vice of Shmuel HaKotan. About somebody with a great message which was causing some unpleasant feeling in the base medrash. It says that he should leave the base medrash. The one who has a bad smell should leave the base medrash. And Shmuel is the one who left. He didn't want to embarrass that other person. He was embarrassing himself. They want to say, oh, you're the one who's causing this. That's the way it is. That was the type of person Shmuel was. He was willing to be mezuzah in himself to protect the covet of others. And he was dafka the one who was attacking this bracha because he's going for an honest, good place. That is, a person who's cares for the well-being of Klal Yisrael, that's also cares, has to hurt him, that there is a situation of people that are going against the religion and hate the religion and trying to subdue the religion. You can't just say, oh, yeah, how can we do it? They don't understand the religion. Just let them go and leave it alone. No, we have to respond to the Shpoku that this power should stop. And like I was saying, the Iker Kavon and this bracha is this Nakuda that wants them to be chosen to choose it. And should lose their power. It's nothing personal against somebody else. We can't confuse the two, though. Just because it's not personal doesn't mean, okay, Poseidon, that's the way they are. Leave them alone. No. We cannot just say, as far as we're concerned, leave them alone. If it's something that has a detrimental effect on religion, that is something hard for us to accept. And we know that's a Chil Hashem Kotei Kol Yishvoch, and therefore, it's about. And it says, Shrever Oivir Machni Azidim. That's a Kodesh Bobo. Throughout history, he's constantly Shrever Oivir Machni Azidim. Even though people that go against the religion have a certain level of power, Kodesh Bobo always holds it in check. Even seen in recent times that people that went full force against the religion and they looked like they'd be coming into power, suddenly nobody even knows how to explain it. Suddenly they got sidelined. That's Kodesh Bobo has a Shkoka. As Rachmona said, we shouldn't have to go through such an issue. Every few years, it looks like things are going to change. And Baruch Hashem, I think the Israel have that ability to see that we just have to stay strong with our things. And Yitzhak Hashem will be able to continue, be able to mechazik. And we should be zeicha that all of us should be chayz of a tshuva. And should be mispal, like I was saying, that the koyach of those who are going against the religion should be weakened, subdued, and not existent. Should be safe to see that. And here you may know.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.